Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about what it's like to have life without meaning. And I'm going to read to you from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, where we simply read this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. When we realize who God is and who we are, it sets a foundation for a life full of meaning. Philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre said that the essential problem of philosophy is that there is something rather than nothing. Why? Everything else in our life flows from the answer to that question. If everything around us, including ourselves, is the result of random, meaningless occurrences apart from the work of a creating God, then that says something about who I am and where I and the whole universe is going. If that's true, that there is no creator, then the only dignity or honor that we bestow upon men, it's just sentimental. Because I don't have any more significance than a worm. Then there is no greater law in the universe than the law of survival of the fittest. What we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, simply and straightforwardly declares that the world did not create itself, or it did not come about by chance. It was created by God, who, by definition, is eternal and always has been. If God created this world, and he has a plan for both the world and for us as individuals, we can find meaning in our lives by fulfilling the purpose our Creator made for us. If I take a screwdriver and try to use it as a hammer, it won't work very well. It may very well break the screwdriver. If I try to use a screwdriver as a hammer, then the screwdriver is not fulfilling its created purpose. And all you get is frustration. When we look to our Creator and to His Word, we discover His purpose for us. Now, many people think that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, that it doesn't have anything to do with scientific facts. They look to other things for meaning in life. One day, students in the class of a great scientist spoke among themselves, and they decided that there was no God. The scientists asked them how much of all the knowledge in the world among themselves collectively they had. The students discussed it for a while, and they decided as a class that collectively they possessed 5% of all human knowledge among themselves. The scientists thought their estimate was kind of high, but he replied, "Is it possible that God exists in the 95% that you don't know?" Now, some 100 years ago, there was a great German philosopher named Arthur Schopenhauer. And he was sitting on a park bench in Berlin, very deep in thought. A policeman asked the philosopher, "Who are you?" Schopenhauer answered, "I wish to God that I knew." The only way we can ever really find out who we are is from God. Let me tell you, the place to begin is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. So today, spend some special time considering what it means that God is your creator and you are his creature. Then, look to his word to learn more about his purpose for you. God did not make a mistake. And he did not roll the dice when he made you. You have an important place in his plan. And Jesus' death for you on the cross shows how important you are to God and what a place you can have in his great plan. Ask God about it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.